The generosity of heart that people have demonstrated towards others during this pandemic has been outstanding. Think about all those carers and nurses and doctors and essential workers who chose to continue to go to work despite the risks from COVID for the sake of the most vulnerable. It comes from the decision to be true to conscience, true to our deepest selves, even if it puts us in harm's way. This is what lies behind Jesus' overriding goal to remove the barrier between the Father and humanity by bringing about the kingdom of God. In order to accomplish what he was called to do, Jesus had to follow his conscience for good and ill. His words and deeds were a recipe for opposition, and the faithfulness to his calling inevitably led to his suffering and death. No one is being asked to be passive in the face of suffering. Today, St. John shows us that Jesus was definitely in control of events. Nor does one have to seek hardship and suffering actively. No. Jesus' distress in the Garden of Gethsemane vividly confirms that taking up your cross is about not shying away from hard choices. Do we look after ourselves at all costs? Or do we take a risk and remain faithful to God and be true to conscience? The choice may not always be life-threatening, but nevertheless it can be disquieting and difficult. To have the mind of Christ, St. Paul says, is to choose the path of truth and to bear what hardships come. Today, as we reflect on the crucified Christ, the path of truth may seem daunting, but we have the assurance of Jesus that anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Christ crucified has brought us back to the Father. The crucifix is not a token of failure or of forlorn hope, but rather a sign of victory, of good over evil, truth over falsehood. The cross gives us hope. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.